Hello, this is Lenny.
Hi, this is Kay. Good morning. How are you doing?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing? Am I audible now?
Yes.
So, sir, the reason for my call is that we work with freight forwarders across the U.S. and Canada also. So, do you have any load this week or upcoming week?
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah, so can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yes. Someone did say last week, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
Yeah. So could you share your email so that I could share my company's information with you?
Yes. Sorry, what was your name again?
This is Kate with American Logistics Group.
Well, it's funny that you should call because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, she is very smart, I'll give her that, because, she was the first in the family to go to university.
Okay.
And she passed with distinctions. We're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
Sir, I would like to tell you that our company has been working with carriers for over 14 years, so we really have reliable carriers facilities. So we provide...
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
Sir, the company which I am with, Connected, has been working with carriers for more than 14 years, so we have good carrier facilities. Am I audible to you?
Again?
It's all right. So I was just reaching you out to see that we work with shippers across the U.S. and we have more than 14 years of experience with carriers and freight forwarders.
Could you say that again, please?
Yeah. So... I'm going to tell you that we have dry van, reefer, and flatbeds, and we have more than 14 years of experience with carriers and freight providers.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was just hoping to become your carrier, and for that, whenever your capacity is tight and you need another quote, so...
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
American Logistics Group.
Well, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that, but... yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, that happens,
but I can understand.
That really hurt. And sometimes in family, these things are quite important. They're more important than any, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Yeah, I completely understand, sir. But please give us a chance to, we can prove you that we provide reliable services.
Since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yes. Sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. What were you saying again?
I was saying that I completely understand your problem, but really, I do have experience, and I really want to prove you that I can be a good option for you, and just share me one load, and I can prove that to you, that, you know, you...
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
Sir, I didn't understand. What did you say?
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, she... I think I mentioned Larissa before.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time, and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for one second here? Hang on.
All right, sir.
Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying? Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
Hello? Hello.